Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to today's episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Our guest today is Lucretia Davis. Lucretia is a career coach for job seekers and entrepreneurs, a success mentor, a speaker, and an official member of Forbes Coaches Council. She is coming here today to speak to us about people landing their ideal career. Welcome, Lucretia.
Yes, you're welcome, Kimmy. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Start off by telling us about you, how you got into your job now, your business, and career coaching.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I'm a career coach, success mentor, and speaker. And I actually got into career coaching sort of by accident. I wanted to start a business, and I had a couple of ideas in mind, but I had some folks around me who I've helped in the past who knew a lot about me and my skill set and was very helpful and helping me understand the kind of impact I make. And I also had a recruiting background as well, and I also have an HR background. So it kind of just felt hand in hand. The fact that I have the perspective of the hiring manager, recruiting side, and I've also been that job seeker that had to get out there on the job market and really figure things out for myself as to how I'm going to make this job search work for me, coupled with the fact that, you know, when I was getting ready to start a business, I really wanted to know what type of impact I made on, you know, different people that I've, you know, encountered throughout my life. And it was always something along the lines of, you motivate me, you put fire in me, you challenge me, but also make me want to work harder for myself. You know how to tell me difficult things about myself and, you know, give me certain constructive criticisms and allow me to really want to use that advice for greater good for myself. So that's coaching. And I also have a really good writing skill as well, which is where the resume writing comes in. And I think what I tell people when I'm meeting with new folks that are interested in my resume writing services, you know, they always ask that question, what sets you apart from different writers? And my style isn't to bash anyone. I mean, we all have our different clients we serve. We all have our talents, our different ways of doing things. But I always do make mention of the fact that my writing ability is something that I think helps set me apart as a resume writer. I think you can read all day long how to structure a resume, how to format it, some of the top do's and don'ts in 2018 or what have you. But I think that it's important to have a writing skill that allows you to convey a story in a clear and concise way and one that's compelling. And I think I have that talent.
So what made you transition from corporate into your business now? And when did you make that transition?
Yeah, I actually made that transition over 2 years ago now in January 2016. I had my business for about 8 months before I fully transitioned out into my business full time. So I have been working with a friend who had, I don't like to say change her life, that's what she says to me, but she was in a really bad job situation. And now, since working together some years ago, she's in a really, really, really good one. And so that is one of the first person I had in my life to tell me that I need to start charging people to do this or what have you. So, but anyway, I'm almost 8 months into my business and things are just growing and flourishing for me on the business side of it. But I still didn't have the intent to just completely leave my job yet. I was actually going into business as more of a additional thing that I'm doing on the side that allows me to make greater impact, do more work in the community, and also use other skill sets that I feel like I had, which was the coaching part of it. And so, like I said, things just started growing. And also, I started experiencing some challenges in my employer at the time. So there are companies that advocate for people being entrepreneurs and doing things outside of work. But there are some companies, unfortunately, that don't advocate for that. And so I started to get to the point where my company wasn't really understanding what I was trying to do outside of the organization. And I had to make a decision. And, you know, I had to decide that this is who I am. And my job is what I was good at. And I just led with that. And, you know, I've been doing it ever since.
On your website, you say, what if finding, meeting, and making money weren't separate ideas? Can you elaborate on that thought? Because I thought that was very inspirational.
Yeah, there are a lot of job opportunities for people that are, for example, transitioning out of a certain career field that they've been in for a long time. There's other career opportunities that they haven't learned about, didn't know about, that I help them uncover. And so that, again, aligns someone with who wants to make a transition from a different career field and aligning them with what their true passion and purpose is. I could also be an example of that as well. So I am a full-time business owner. I am an entrepreneur, but this is also a job. This is the way I earn a living. So it's a job, but I've created the job myself. So there are people that have gifts and talents that they can monetize, and they could, like, for example, they could like pouring into people and helping people and writing and make money off of it like I'm doing today. So that's just kind of where I was going with that, because I find that a lot of career professionals that come to me either want to transition and do something else, they want to take a step up in their careers, or they are looking to start their own thing. They're looking to get into consulting and use all of their years of experience and live the life that they truly want.
One thing I really like about your business and your model is you have services for entrepreneurs and career seekers or job seekers. And I thought that was really good. I don't really see a lot of people doing that. They're usually kind of like entrepreneur focused or, you know, job seeker focused, like corporate job seekers. Yeah. One thing I see that you talk a lot about is networking. Mm-hmm. So how important do you feel networking is for entrepreneurs and job seekers?
Oh, wow. It's very important for both. My goodness, for entrepreneurs, you're going to want to meet the right people that will give you the right information, give you encouragement, refer you to clients that you could be working with, people that can vouch for you. You know, if they're in a room with a company that needs a speaker for a certain conference, they know your name, they're going to mention it. If you're wanting to write a book and you have no clue how to self-publish, I actually had a networking contact on LinkedIn. Saved me thousands of dollars. You know, and I'm going to be really quick with this because I know we're limited on time, but she wrote a book, self-published it, and I was just so in awe. I had always wanted to become an author. And so I had actually met with a couple of coaches, business coaches that specialize in people wanting to self-publish, write books. I don't know if business coach is the right term for it, but people that help you through that process. So I had met with a couple of folks and I decided on a guy that I wanted to work with. And he was going to charge me about $5,000 just for information on. Now, he's not doing any of the writing, not paying any of the expenses, you know, that goes into writing the book, any of that. But I needed the help. I needed the information. I had no idea how to find an editor, you know, how to find someone to design my book, the editing, the time I should put into writing it, any of that. Long story short, before I signed up with this guy, I actually had asked her on LinkedIn. I said, hey, I noticed you wrote a book. That's something that I'm really, really like in pursuit of doing. Wanted to see if I can just borrow a few minutes of your time just to talk about your experience. And it was just strictly to talk about her experience, still going into it with the full intent that I'm going to work with this guy. Get on the phone with her and I tell her that I'm about to work for this guy and how much I'm about to pay. And she literally was like, stop, do not do it. Any question you have throughout this process, I'll do that for free. I've been through that and I know how hard it is to do it the first time around. So I'm just going to support you. And we bounce ideas off of each other. And she helped me with that process of literally like self-publishing my first book when I was just about to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for somebody to teach me that same information. So So that's just an example. And then for job seekers, you got people, like I mentioned in today's post, you have companies out there with referral links. You have jobs that aren't even being published online because companies are working with recruiters and headhunters, or they want to seek someone internally or within some other person's network that they know or what have you. There are some companies, for legal reasons, that have to post their positions online. There are some companies, given the size of their company, they don't have to adhere to certain laws and they don't publish all of their positions or what have you. So I think that if you aren't networking, you miss out on a lot of hidden opportunities. And networking also, if you're out there applying for a sales position, right, and all you're doing is applying for companies you know about, you're applying for stuff you see online, think of how beneficial it would be to meet with somebody who has that same role, went through that same process of looking for a job. How helpful would it be for them to tell you where they've interviewed, recruiters that helped them out or that landed, helped them get the job? Now, how helpful would that be to let you know certain information that you wouldn't be privy to if you didn't know anybody at the company?
How powerful has LinkedIn been for you in growing your clientele or your clientele base, or just for your clients, period, as far as like networking, getting new leads? I see that you're kind of like a powerhouse on LinkedIn, like you comment a lot. You know, I followed you actually on LinkedIn a long, long time before I'd even reached out to you.
Yes.
So I've read your content and see that you like comment on things. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really important piece of information even for the audience to know. Like, I've known you for months because I've seen you on LinkedIn. You're like out there, you comment on things, you like things. So that's mm-hmm. how you kind of came across to me. So I wondered if you would share with the audience, how powerful do you feel like LinkedIn is as a tool? And what do you kind of tell some of your clients about LinkedIn and the power of it?
I tell clients and just people in general that LinkedIn has saved my business and it has once saved my job search. Mm. So the reason why I advocate so hard for following up on job opportunities is because I just, you know, got desperate one time when I was looking for a job and I just started just following up on everything. I'm like, look, I'm going to find somebody who works for this company. I'm going to send them this nice note, what have you. LinkedIn was the tool that allowed me to search for people, hiring managers, recruiters, or what have you, to make those connections. So it has saved my job search and it has absolutely saved my business. I would say that 85% of my business has come through LinkedIn. And I'm not talking about referrals, because referrals, the people that refer me are people that I've met through LinkedIn in the first place. So, you know, I get some people from Instagram. Haven't seen anything come through from Facebook. That's kind of like the platform that I just kind of, you know, just leave by the wayside. But yeah, LinkedIn has been very powerful in building my business, meeting the right people. Like I told you, the young lady that was a support system during writing my book. I also been able to network with other Forbes, council members before I signed up for it, just to learn more information about it. So it has allowed me to get clients, but it has also allowed me to learn as well, to learn from other people, because I see other, it's like, I got on LinkedIn. I was like, wow, because before I got over to LinkedIn, I would say about almost 2 years ago, because my business was primarily on LinkedIn and, or not LinkedIn, but Facebook and Instagram before I came over to LinkedIn. And it was when I was approaching that, before I got to that 8 month mark in my business, where I was starting to feel like, oh, wow, well, maybe I do need to do this with a job or something like that. Who am I kidding? It was when I got on LinkedIn, I started to see a complete turnaround in getting clientele. I had a strategy for outreach. It was people out there that were actually interested in their own professional development. And it just went from there.
So what tips should someone, like, if you're starting, and I've had a couple of career coaches, I really have wanted to just talk about the power of LinkedIn and like what people could do, especially if they feel more introverted and not sure how to kind of start making or building connections on that platform. Are there any like quick tips you give to like just get the ball rolling, or like as far as introducing yourself, or how can you just kind of start to capitalize on LinkedIn as a social media and networking platform?
Yeah, I think just joining the conversation.
Okay.
Exchanging comments with other folks. So you see there are influencers on LinkedIn that get massive comments, like hundreds and hundreds and what have you. And there's so many people in there offering different perspectives and perspectives that you agree with, some that you respectfully disagree with. Shed some light on that. You know, you may have a really good conversation with a couple of folks. You may run into a couple of folks on the same post here and there, and you may take it offline. That's what happened to me. I've had so many people where I noticed like, wow, me and this person have something in common because we're always, you know, commenting on this person's post. So we must have a similar interest in this person, this type of content or what have you. And we just, you know, relationships build through conversation. I mean, how else can you build a connection without talking? So I think, and without being able to see who fits for you and allow other people to see, you know, how you're a fit for them. So just simply join in the conversation. And then, you know, if you're wanting to influence and post and things like that, I think just continuing to put yourself out there, trusting the process, knowing that you will find your voice with it. There will be times when you generate a lot of interest on posts. There will be times when you put a lot of energy into posts and it doesn't get as much traction as you think it would. But just keeping in mind that as long as you touch one person, that is what the whole point of it is. Hmm. And also just keeping in mind that just to keep doing it, because you will see, you'll notice that there's a lot of people watching, but don't say anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of people watching that don't say anything. And then here you are giving up and you don't know you're inspiring somebody behind the scenes that just didn't nudge you with a like or a comment or whatever. So just keep on following your passion and putting it out there. And you're going to start to see people telling you that started watching you months and months ago, that that post really inspired them. You know what I mean? That stuff is going to come, you know, but you just got to keep putting yourself out there.
So consistency is definitely...
Yeah, I say all that to say consistency.
It's a huge key. Consistency is a huge key. Now, I know that it is hard. It's hard to put yourself out there. And kind of like you said, a really good point you brought up too was just even if you touch one person. So in this day and age when everything is, you know, how many likes did you get? How many right. comments did you get? It's good to think, well, if only one person
right.
saw it, you know, I still touched someone. So I think that's a very great perspective to keep in, yes. in mind. The content you put on LinkedIn is excellent. It's phenomenal. Not even just career-based, but just really good life lessons as well. Can you tell the audience how to follow you on LinkedIn? What products and services you have in your business, about your webpage too? I know you said you have a book now. So yes. Just tell us all about all of that.
Yeah. So you guys can find me on LinkedIn, Lakrisha Davis. And I'm going to spell it. It's Lakrisha, last name, a little easier to spell, Davis. I am a resume writer. I like to call myself the six-figure resume writer. I like to think that I specialize in writing resumes that help take people to the next level. My style is really highlighting that leadership qualities, that executive presence, and really convey your story in a clear and concise way that is going to want to get hiring managers to learn more about you. So that's what I specialize for the writing services. So that includes LinkedIn cover letters, LinkedIn profiles, portfolios, business resumes, what have you. I also offer career coaching. So my career coaching is twofold. So I believe that your dream job isn't just a job within corporate America. I believe that some people have the ability to create their own dream jobs. So what I do is I help people who are seeking new positions within corporate America. I help them through the full process of making that transition from writing the resume, from helping them interview effectively, the job search strategies, connecting you with recruiters and different people that should be, that you can leverage in your search. And I also have a headhunting service that I offer to my career coaching clients. And then on the other side of coaching, I also offer business coaching for those who are wanting to start a business and create a career for themselves. That's what I do. My book is also available on Amazon. It is called Who Needs a Career Coach Anyway? And I wrote that book for people who feel that they could read some information, take it in and really apply it. And, you know, without having someone walk them through that process, or people who aren't ready for the investment into a career coach. It's a tell-all book for you to be able to write your resume, interview, negotiate your salary, learn about LinkedIn, the whole nine.
And you have a planner too.
Yeah, I do. I have a job search planner. Yeah. It's a 90-day planner. And what the planner does, it allows you to organize your search, monitor, track, and assess your progress, stay accountable for your goals, keep all of your job search stuff in one place. And also, you know, it sets milestones for you. It gives you a job search strategy plan. And it also has an accountability buddy in the planner as well, so that you're staying accountable to all your goals.
That is great. And I really want to push the audience to go check that out, especially when we're talking about early accountability. One thing I really, really love about your products and services, early accountability, we're all about how people can get organized and stay focused in executing their goals. But you really put all that together for people, not just even with just the coaching, but with the planner and the book. So they really have some ways to make sure, okay, where am I at in my progress? What's the next step? You know, so they can constantly be working on something. So I really, really think that is phenomenal. LucretiaDavis.com. How do people follow you on LinkedIn? Just Lucretia Davis, you'll come up.
Yeah, just Lucretia Davis.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So what is your daily mantra?
Oh, wow. My daily mantra. My daily mantra is make an agreement with yourself. Make the agreement with yourself. And it sounds so silly, but I constantly, constantly make agreements with myself. And what I mean by that is I get up in the morning and I plan my day. And if I'm going to change something, or if I feel like if I'm overwhelmed by my workflow, I need to make the agreement. Am I going to kind of change some things around, or am I going to just suck it up and plow through everything and be okay with it? If I get upset about something, or if I feel like something isn't working out for me, make the agreement. Are you going to wallow in your sorrows, or are you going to do something about it? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if I'm going to give myself the day to just cry and be in my emotion and then just say tomorrow I'm going to get myself
right,
then that's my agreement I'm making.
Exactly.
I know it's crazy, but it's every time
seriously.
Make an agreement. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be late for this. Oh, make the agreement. Say it now or what have you. You know what I mean? So,
yes, that's awesome. So, Lucretia, thank you so, so much. You also have courses coming soon. I wanted to let people know that.
Yes,
you have courses coming soon. So people need to follow so that they know when those drop. I think those are definitely going to be worth it. Like I said, wealth of knowledge, great products. Your services have to be great because what the content that you put out is amazing. So thank you so much for being a guest on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.